This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're still shoveling in the Northeast.
Michael Garvey of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, says he and his snowblower have become a familiar sight.
This is the third time, probably within 24 hours, I've used my snowblower with all this snow.
The snowstorm that began Monday night and lasted through Tuesday dumped as much as 3 feet of snow in some areas. Peterborough, Massachusetts, got 35 inches. There were tens of thousands of power outages in the region, and tracking site poweroutage.us says some 67,000 homes and businesses were still without electricity by Wednesday evening. I'm Donna Warder.
Parts of California are still underwater after all that rain and snow.
But weather woes remain. An additional 61,000 people remain under evacuation warnings. California's Governor Gavin Newsom.
We do have, as I speak, 31 shelters that are operating in 14 counties in the state of California.
And there is more weather on the way.
None of us naive about what we're looking for. Forward to next week, potentially on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a 12th atmospheric river.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The collapse of two banks in the U.S. got a lot of people worried. Overseas, the big bank Credit Suisse announced it will shore up its finances by borrowing billions from the Swiss Central Bank. China says Washington hasn't shown any evidence that TikTok threatens U.S. national security. Beijing is accusing the U.S. now of suppressing TikTok and spreading disinformation. This after reports that the Biden administration was calling for its Chinese owners to sell their stakes in TikTok. 2.5 tons of natural uranium is missing from a stored site in war-torn Libya. This from the UN nuclear watchdog. It raises safety concerns. Officials promised to investigate this. This is AP News. Now to North Korea.
North Korea has test launched another intercontinental ballistic missile. The U.S. and South Korea are conducting joint military exercises. Here, putting together a floating bridge across a river.
It's just one small piece of the wet gap crossing operation.
Captain Sean Kasprzyn.
We look forward to continuing to train together and building the relationship between the U.S. and the Korean forces. We'll remain ready to fight tonight. Kachi kapshida.
The maneuvers have roiled Pyongyang, calling them a rehearsal for invasion. The launch was North Korea's first ICBM test in a month and third weapons test this week. It also came hours before the leaders of South Korea and Japan were to meet in Tokyo. The summit, the first in more than a decade, is expected to focus on North Korean threats, aiming to overcome disputes over history, quickly rebuild security and economic ties. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.